From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is under a tornado warning after witnesses reported seeing at least two twisters touch down. All planes at the international airport reportedly are grounded. There's still no word on possible injuries, but NPR's Wade Goodwin, who's been monitoring local radio and TV reports, says it's clear the storms are powerful.
You know, I just watched it plow through a tractor-trailer parking lot like it was Godzilla in a temper tantrum. I mean, it's quite an amazing thing to see dozens of tractor-trailers tossed hundreds of feet in the air all at one time.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin. President Obama continues to take verbal jabs at Republicans for their plans to address high gas prices and the economy at a gathering in Washington earlier today. The president warned that while more companies are hiring people, voters should not expect the economy to have completely rebounded by the time November's election rolls around.
Too many Americans will still be looking for a job that pays enough to cover their bills or their mortgage.
Now, the GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney is firing back with claims that the president is failing to concede failures in his handling of the U.S. economy. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney made a campaign stop outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which, along with Maryland and D.C., are holding primaries today.
On Wisconsin primary day, Romney handed out sub sandwiches and urged his supporters to get out and vote. Then he pivoted to an attack on President Obama, saying the president wants to take credit for everything good that happens in the country, but he won't take the blame for high gas prices and other problems.
I will not only get things right again, I'll take responsibility for my errors and make sure that people understand we have president in the White House again, where the buck will stop at his desk.
This is part of a strategic pivot by the Romney campaign to a focus on the general election as the primary campaign enters its final stages. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Upbeat news for the economy today. The Commerce Department says factory orders increased in February 1.3% after falling by as much the month before when a tax credit for equipment purchases expired. Orders reached nearly $470 billion. They've been steadily rising since the recession ended nearly 3 years ago. Ford and Chrysler are coming off their best month of sales in 4 years. Chrysler Group is posting a 34% increase on strong sales of Fiat small cars and Chrysler sedans. And Ford, it can thank the focus for attracting more buyers in March. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 66 points at 13,198 and trading of 3 billion shares. NASDAQ off 6 points at 3113 and the S&P 500 down 6 at 1413. This is NPR News. Police say the man suspected of killing 7 people at a small Christian college in Oakland, California, was upset over being teased by other students about his limited English skills. NPR's Craig Windham reports investigators say the man had planned the attack for weeks.
Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says 43-year-old Juan Goh had been expelled for behavioral problems months ago. Jordan says Goh came looking for one administrator and, after finding she was not there, instead began randomly shooting people.
We've learned that this was a very chaotic, calculated and determined gentleman that came there with a specific intent to kill people.
Jordan on ABC's Good Morning America. He says the victims included 6 students and a secretary, and all but one of the victims were women. Craig Windham, NPR News.
A spokesman for the United Nations and Arab League envoy on Syria, Kofi Annan, says an advance team from the UN is due in Damascus in the next 48 hours to discuss the deployment of international monitors. The BBC's Jim Muir has more from neighboring Lebanon.
Mr. Annan's spokesman, Ahmed Fawzi, said the hope is that there will be a complete end to hostilities by the 12th of April, 2 days after the deadline for the Syrian government to pull its military out of towns and cities. In that hope, preparations are underway for the deployment of a United Nations observer mission of up to 250 monitors who'd be recruited from existing UN peacekeeping missions in the region. An advance group is expected in Damascus in the next couple of days. It will be negotiating a detailed protocol covering the scope and modalities of the proposed observer mission.
That's Jim, you're reporting. This is NPR.